One undesirable behavior that has gradually but firmly crept into the Ghanaian culture is the increasing phenomenon of begging, especially for money. It is so pervasive that it cuts across all ages, gender, and physical ability. The increasing involvement of able-bodied individuals in this enterprise that some describe as thriving leaves one to wonder whether begging has not become a full-time occupational business. In this feature, Bubu Klinogo examines begging from all perspectives. Join him as he uncovers the underlying causes from the beggar's perspective, what the public and the law make of it, and expert analysis. The report begins with a song by a beggar.
One shocking reality along the country streets, at traffic lights and intersections, is the disturbing phenomenon of beggars. They come in wheelchairs with crutches and walking sticks, at times led by children or carried to the place where they carry out their begging. But there are also those who need no assistance to get there. They approach you under the pretext of knowing you, being in need of food, medication, money for transport, and some even pose as preachers. No matter the circumstances, the value is the same. They are all beggars. Some may actually be in need, and for others, one cannot really tell. But what is sure is that majority of them may be consciously lying to the knowingly hospitable Ghanaian and wittingly playing on the intelligence of the people. The nagging question is, why do people beg? Public opinions varied on the issue.
Some are genuine and some are fake, but these days most of them are fake, and it is not good for them to be begging on the street. It is an eyesore.
Well, clearly some are fake, but there are genuine ones. There are people who genuinely need help. You can see it physically. Others are physically challenged, they don't have limbs, and clearly they need arms. But some just try to misuse the system.
I think they are fake, because then most of them can do something with their lives instead of begging on the street. Like, yeah, so I think most of them are fake. They are not supposed to be there.
But what do beggars see themselves? Thomas Adongo is a 60-year-old visually impaired beggar. He is a father of five and hails from Bolgatanga in the Upper East Region. He has been begging along the streets of Accra for how long he cannot tell. He agrees that begging is embarrassing, but as he put it, he has to survive.
My name is Thomas Adongo from Bolgatanga. Anyone has something to help us to go
and talk. I came to Accra to look for a relative who was a police man. When I could not locate him, I ended up on the street. I don't have any job. If I don't beg, I can't get food to eat. My father and mother are dead. My children are too young to assist me, and even they are being looked after by my brother. In a day, I can make anything up to 2 days. It is not enough, but it can help to keep my children in school. I had to drop out of school because my parents could not sponsor me to the training college at Akron. I would like to go back to Bolga, but I don't have money.
Some people cannot imagine seeing their friends or relatives begging.
I will feel very bad.
I'm not going to feel bad. The thing is, I will go to the person and I'll do my best to take the person from where he is. I'm not going to feel anything, but I'm going to find out from the person.
Oh, I won't feel bad.
I'll feel bad because since I'm your friend, you should be bold enough to ask me, hey, I need this, I need that. And if I have, I'll help. If I don't have, I will let somebody help you with what you want. Yeah.
In Ghana, statistics are hard to come by, but in Senegal, the World Bank, UNICEF and the International Labour Organization in 2007 estimated that about 7,000 children were sent onto the streets of Dakar to beg in the name of religion. Human Rights Watch also estimated that in all, more than 50,000 boys known as talambis or disciples, some as young as 4 years, are forced to beg for their Quranic teachers called marabu. Better still, it is common to see a number of Muslim parents with their children in front of mosques and on pavements with calabashes begging. So is begging sanctioned by Islam? The Amir and missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim mission in Ghana is Muavi Wahab Adam. He says begging is self-demeaning and not encouraged by Islam, but he nevertheless sympathizes with the genuine beggars.
very first place, if a society is properly organized, they wouldn't be begging, because we make sure that everybody has something to eat and to drink. But then there are times when there are discrepancies. When that happens, there must be fellow feeling. There is dignity about that. Because the Prophet of Islam, on whom be peace, had said that the hand that is on top is superior to the hand that is below it. It lessens the dignity of a person to be running around begging, looking for alms. But it is also for society to ensure that the dignity of man is preserved by getting those people who are in need. Then something is given to them, distributed to them, so that they also feel as part of society. People must understand that a human being is an image of God, and he should not debase himself to a degree when he runs around asking for alms.
Reverend Dr. Fred Digby is the General Secretary of the Christian Council of Ghana. To him, the Bible teaches about sharing as the apostles did, so that no one lacks anything, so as to be compelled to beg.
Generally, the teaching in the Bible is that there are people who have more than others, and those who have to share with those who do not have. The laws of this nation prohibit what they call solicitation. People are soliciting money by the roadside. In that sense, it is not a lawful thing. But being human beings and being Christians and being a very religious country, sometimes you see somebody who obviously has a need, and so you reach out and you help that person, regardless of whatever the law says. So it goes on, and we have rumors about some who make big money from those type of begging and roadside activities to such an extent that if even you offer them a job or try to rehabilitate them, they will not do it, because it is more lucrative, tax-free, to get this alms and live their life according to it. And some have even capitalized that by even getting children out of school to wheel them around, or displaying their own children in public, or sometimes with their babies by the roadside. All of which is not right.
Professor Kojo Sena is the immediate past head of the Sociology Department at the University of Ghana. He believes begging is the result of the disintegration of the long-cherished extended family system. Be that as it may, Ghanaian hospitality and generosity is legendary. So will people give when approached by a beggar?
I will not give, because most of them are point of contact spiritually.
Yeah, I'll give. First of all, do a general assessment about the individual. If I think you dress so well and you probably better than I dress, I won't give you the money. Not only because of the dress and the way you look. If you can walk, if you look strong, I won't give you anything.
I personally, when I'm moved by the spirit to give to somebody, I give it to the person.
They are just lazy. They don't want to work. Because I wouldn't give my money to a beggar. I wouldn't do that.
Casual observation shows that some beggars claim to have one disability or the other. But could disability be an excuse for begging? The chairman of the Disability Council, Andrew Okankwe, believes not. To him, disability is not inability.
Those you find in the street, don't be surprised. Some of them have very dynamic skills, and you'll be amazed that some of them still chooses to, you know, beg. I want to encourage my brothers and sisters that whenever you beg, you reduce yourself, and people don't regard the potentials in you. Therefore, I'll appeal to them to ensure that that ability that they also have to do other things that others cannot do, they must tap those abilities. I would like to entreat my brothers and sisters who have some form of disability that, once again, disability is not an ability.
The Beggars and Destitute Decree of 1961, NLCD 392, states that any person found begging, wandering, or placing himself in any premises or place for the purpose of begging may be arrested by a police officer without a warrant and shall be liable on conviction to a fine of 50 Ghana cedis or to imprisonment not exceeding 3 months or both. In the early 1990s, there were attempts to enforce this provision, but the police have since gone to bed. Attempts to get explanation from them yielded new results. The Minister of Women and Children's Affairs, Mrs. Juliana Uzuma-Mensah, in answer to a question in Parliament on the use of children to beg, stated that the Children's Act of 1998, Act 560, prohibits the use of children for any exploitative labor which deprives them of their right to basic health, education, and social development. By this, any person who uses children in begging commits an offense. This is echoed in Article 28 of the 1992 Constitution, which gives children the right to be protected from engaging in work that constitutes a threat to their health, education, and development. However, the police say the Department of Social Welfare must take the initiative to rescue such children. ASP Freeman Tete is with the Domestic Violence and Victim Support Unit, DOVSU, of the Ghana Police Service.
The Children's Act of 1998, Act 560, Section 19, it is the responsibility of the Department of Social Welfare to take the lead in an effort to rescue these children on the street. If they need assistance from the police, then the police will be ready to come in and assist. Anything that children are involved, police don't go in directly. Unless of all, it's so grievous. It's highly criminal. But when it comes to rescue the child from the street and taking further action, it is the department that will look at the criminal aspect of it and start the process. But we have to do the rescuing first, and that rescue must be done by the Department of Social Welfare.
Do Metropolitan Municipal and District Assemblies have any plans for beggars? Alfredo Kof van der Poel is the chief executive of the AME.
The beggars on our street dealt with that when we dealt with the issue about the hawkers. And our task force is out there to ensure that where we do not want the beggars to be, that we continue to work with them to eliminate them. But we also have to ensure that the society is not encouraging the presence of hawkers by giving arms to beggars on our streets. But we as a city authority would continue to ensure that they are not on our road, interfere with the flow of traffic by asking for arms and things like that.
Should the assemblies and other agencies decide to drive away the beggars, the director of the Department of Social Welfare, Stephen Adongo, says the department is under-resourced and lacks the necessary logistics to cater for the beggars when they are removed from the streets. So what could be the way out of this national nuisance? For the sociologist, Professor Sena, the solution lies in the provision of well-equipped rehabilitation centers.
Long ago, we as a nation thought about this. So we established rehabilitation centers for some of these beggars, blind people who are physically challenged and all that. But if you go to the Accra Rehabilitation Center, you'll be very sorry for yourself, what you see there. The place has no resources to train people. Some time ago, one of my students did a study there, and she came out with the finding that people who go there to be trained are asked to pay fees. So you are demanding money from people who don't have in the first place. As a nation, one of the ways we can deal with this phenomenon is to set up rehabilitation centers, make sure that these centers are properly funded and are functioning. It is not inconceivable to train a beggar by the road to give that person computer skills so that he or she can apply the skills he or she has learned.
It is clear begging is both an economic and social problem and needs a multifaceted approach to tackle. From the government through prudent policies, from its agencies as well as individuals, all hands must be on deck in this forward march towards reducing the beggar population, which for now seems feasible. To talk of elimination, though, will be wishful thinking.
That was a feature on Beggars by Bubu Klinogu.